Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. I'd like to title this message tonight, an unusual title. Because I want to title it tonight, A Hot Dog in a Hayfield. A Hot Dog in a Hayfield. In the book of Psalms, number 85, verse 9, the Bible says, Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in the way of His steps. In the spring of 1973, in my life, mercy reached down and truth met together and kissed one another. And this heart that was depraved of joy, this heart that was depraved of peace, this individual that as a teenager was on his way to hell, the righteousness of God reached further down than I could reach up, and delivered my soul from an upcoming judgment of God, and gave peace to my heart. I've never been the same since Jesus kissed my sins away. God's mercy came down and met truth. And the truth was, I could not save myself. The truth was, I could not deliver myself. The truth was, I needed a Savior. And I fell down in an altar and began to pray to a God that I never really talked to before. I began to feel a presence in my life like I never felt before. And I began to feel a peace from the top of my head to the sole of my feet like I've never known before. He so changed my life that I wanted to read His Word. I wanted to call on His name. I wanted to be in church every opportunity I had. That all happened to me in revival. And this was about a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night deal. He got a hold of me on Sunday night. He cleaned me up on Tuesday night, Monday night, and filled me full of the Holy Ghost on Tuesday night. I ain't never been the same ever since. They announced somewhere during the week that they're going to have a hot dog supper on Saturday for the children and the young people. In all honesty and all efforts, the pastor was wanting to encourage the young folks. God had brought in a harvest of young folks in that revival. And they thought it'd be a good thing to get all these young people together on Saturday. Revival's still going on. Going to be happening Saturday night. So they're going to do this Saturday evening, I'm guessing around 3 o'clock, something like that. Feed them hot dogs. Let them have some fellowship. You see, old folks fellowship with a cup of coffee and talk about the old times. But young folks like to fellowship with a hot dog in their hand and running around ripping and roaring. Amen, young folks? Amen. You ain't no old man. Go ahead and say amen. That's right, ain't it, children? So they thought it'd be a good thing for the young folks to get together on Saturday evening and eat some hot dogs and tater chips and just have a good time. And they wanted to make sure all the new converts can be there for this. And so they announced it from the pulpit. But we all know sometimes it don't amount to a hill of beans to announce something from a pulpit. You got to go to individuals. Young man, we're having hot dogs Saturday. Want you to be there. Billy Bob, we're having hot dogs Saturday. We want you to be there. Amen. Don't be late for the hot dog supper. I'm about to have a good time. Praise the Lord. Sonny, come to me and said, Dennis, Lord, we're having hot dogs at 3 at the church here for some fellowship with the young people. I said, and I don't remember the exact words, but I said, I can't be there. I said, I've got an appointment to haul hay on Saturday, and I can't be there at 3 o'clock for the hot dog supper. But I do intend to be there at church time for church. You understand, he didn't just make me feel good about God's house. He invigorated my heart with a love for the house of God. Amen. He put something from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And it's not my glory, but his glory. But as a teenager, I said, forget the hot dogs. I'm going to make a little money. But don't forget church. I'll be there. I'll get out of that field. I'll take a shower. I'll be at church when the real food's going to be passed out. Glory to God. I said, I'll be there when the real food is going to be passed out. So Saturday come, and I'm out there hauling hay. How many has ever hauled hay? Amen. The square meal type hay. I'm out there hauling hay, and look, after we'd been to the barn and unloaded the trunk and was resting a little bit, there they come, as pretty as day. There comes the pastor pulling up. There's the evangelist riding with them. What are they doing? Are they checking on this new convert to see if he told a fib? Is he really out here hauling hay? Or is he just wanting to shun the other young people? What are they doing here? But there they come. They've got something in their hand. What they did. They said you couldn't come to the hot dog supper. So we brought the hot dog supper to you. Amen. They brought me a hot dog. dog in a hayfield. That might not make a lot of sense right now, but if you begin to think about it, 30 something years later, I'm still remembering that gesture of love. I'm still remembering that they were saying more than "we're bringing you a hot dog," but they were saying, "You are important to the kingdom of God. You are not forgotten. Even though you're not with us, you're still a part of us, and we want you to enjoy what everybody else is having." A little kindness, a little attention to somebody makes a world of difference. I'll tell you tonight, it wasn't that hot dog that's kept me for 36 years. But listen, I'll never forget that. It was the grace of God. But it was that hot dog that helps me remember that when I look out at this world and see folks that feel like that nobody cares and that nobody wants to pay them any attention, when I see the lowlife of our day, when I see the castaways of our day, when I see the lost and undone, I realize I could take them a hot dog, I could give them a smile, I could put a dollar in their pocket, I could do something to let them know that Jesus Christ loves them. Jesus said, "When you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me." You cannot understand what that did for this little 16-year-old heart that had just been pulled out of my chest and massaged by the Holy Ghost just a few days earlier, and how that He rearranged everything inside of there, and He took all the broken pieces and made me brand new. Yes, I wanted to be with the young people, but I had an obligation. I said I had an obligation. I done obligated myself to be in the hayfield. The pastor and the evangelist didn't have to bring that hot dog. Amen. I was intending to be at church, and they knew that. They knew I'd done told them I'll be at church Saturday night. They didn't have to do that. And there's a lot of things mentioned in our text tonight that individuals didn't have to do. Nobody held a stick over them to do it. In fact, they did what they did and never realized they's doing it unto Christ. When I'm walking down the street and somebody's so brokenhearted because the weight of sin is upon them, have you ever smiled at them and let them see the joy of the Lord that's in you? You never know this side of eternity what an effect you're having on somebody by using just simple things, as simple as taking a hot dog out to a hayfield to somebody that's busy trying to fulfill an obligation. When Jesus spoke of those that He said, "Inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these of my brethren, you've done it unto me," He mentions about six different physical activities to do to people. But as I looked at this today or last night, I can imagine the spirituality that's wrapped up within these things that were done unto those that was the least of these among His brethren. He said, "I was hungered and you gave me meat." There's folks that are hungry tonight, and there may be even some sitting among us, but what they're hungry for may not be bread and meat on a sandwich. What they're hungry for may not be the natural food that we could consume for our physical health. But some people are hungry just to be a part of something real. Hungry just to be a part of something that brings happiness to their life. We don't realize this hour we're living living in. How many unchurched individuals there are all around us. I do tonight want to make an appeal for the lost and the undone. I want to make an appeal for the kingdom of God and for the cause of Calvary to seek and to save that which was lost. Many times we feel like if we can't do the whole nine yards and take them down the Romans Road, then we can't do much good. But you don't understand still in what that hot dog did for me. It wasn't the hot dog that kept me, but it could have been that gesture that kept me coming when I got down in the valley. When I felt like God was a million miles away. When I feel like nobody loves me and nobody cares. In the darkness and the isolation of my mind, and I'm thinking that I'm not important, a vision comes to my mind. I'm sweating. I'm nasty. I'm hot. I'm hoping that would have been the last load, but there's several more to go in the barn. And I see this preacher coming with something on a plate, covered up with a napkin. You couldn't be with us, so we brought you a hot dog. And then I'm reminded, if they thought I was important then, I'm still important now. My hunger is beginning to be filled. Somewhere in the eons of time, somebody's going to walk before the judge. And he's going to say, when I was hungry, you fed me. And I say, I don't remember carrying groceries to anybody. But you carried the food of life. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When my tongue was parching, when I felt like I was going to dehydrate and there's nothing to drink and I'm all dried up. I try to sing, but I'm dry. I try to feel what everybody's feeling in the service. I try to get in, but I'm just dry. I'm thirsty for a move of God. And then some little saint of God that the politicians don't know nothing about, some little saint of God that's never preached a classic message, amen, never sung a beautiful song, some blessed saints of God comes up to that individual that's dry and gives him a drink of encouragement. I said, look here. God's still alive and you're still on the road. Don't give up. Take a drink of encouragement tonight. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. Just that simple. As walking over there to the table while everybody's having a good time. Say, give me one of those. Put a little ketchup, a little mustard on it. What you going to do with that? I'm going over to the hayfield. There's a young boy over there that we want to take a tight grip on him. You see, too many often little things are left undone. Too many little things are left undone. If you get a young convert in the church, somebody ought to find out where they work and go see them and take them out to lunch. Amen. Somebody ought to done found out their phone number and called them up before they missed a service. Call them up before they go to dragging their head down and getting discouraged. Go ahead and feed them while they're able to eat. Go ahead and feed them and give them drink while they're able to drink. I like what I feel when I feel what I feel when I'm feeling what I'm feeling right now. Praise the Lord. You see, I was hungry.
Deep down inside of me, I knew with this new walk of life, I'm going to have to change company with a lot of folks. I'm going to have to find some new friends. I'd already felt it at school, or the thought of it, that thing was done out of school by then. Amen. But listen, I needed that food. I needed that drink. And it didn't come on a plastic plate. And it didn't come in a plastic glass. But it come in the gesture of concern and love. You ever thought about that? We wait till folks start missing before we let them know we care. And sometimes they're too weak to eat. And they're too weak to drink. And we try to shove it down on them. And they just can't handle it. They brought it to me before I got too weak to eat it. They brought it to me before I got too weak to drink. Jesus said, I was a stranger. And you took me in. I'm new to this thing at church. Yes, I lived up the road from the church. But that's as deep as my spirituality got. I lived up the road from the church. But when I got down there to the church, the Spirit of God moving on those other young people caught my attention. But I'm yet in a spiritual realm, a stranger to everybody there. Yeah, they knew who I was. They're Harvey and Betty Lou's boy. But I'm a stranger to the kingdom of God. But they came to me and said, we've taken you in. Oh, hallelujah. We're taking you in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any strangers ever come among the children of God, they need not to feel like a stranger. They may look like worldliness warmed over and repackaged and come out in a worser shape than they was. They may look like they're as worldly as a goose. I've heard that all my life. I've never seen a goose so worldly as the one they depict when they talk about people are as worldly as a goose. Y'all ever heard that saying? Hey, man, I guess a goose is pretty worldly. Praise the Lord. But they may look as worldly as a goose, but the biggest mistake that I can make in the house of God or on the street is give them a cold shoulder. They are strangers, beloved. And Jesus said, I was a stranger and you took me in. I'm not telling you, you ought to get a microphone and hand it to a stranger because you don't know what a stranger's going to say. I'm not telling you to give a Sunday school book and a podium to a stranger to teach Sunday school. I don't know what they'll do with it. But they need to know there's an arm that wants to wrap around them and bring them into a place where they can understand. Jesus said, when you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. My, I hope tonight you can see the value of this hot dog in a hayfield tonight. He said, I was naked and you clothed me. Just as well as food pantries are good, clothing pantries are good to give the poor to wear. Find someone whose house is burned. Take them some clothes. Help them get back on their feet. But in a spiritual realm tonight, have you ever seen so many naked people in our day that are naked of the robe of righteousness, that has no garment of praise upon them, that has no coat of joy to wear? They have no garments of the good things of God. They're naked and they're destitute. But Jesus said, I was naked and you clothed me. I'm telling you, somebody come to Dennis Morgan out in the middle of a hayfield when I wasn't quite clothed with everything I needed. You see, by the grace of God, Jesus prayed to the Father. He said, sanctify them by thy truth, by thy word. Thy word is truth. I hadn't got to that place yet. I hadn't got to dig in the word of God and to get deeper in that power of God, doing a work of sanctification through the word of God. I felt like it sanctified me by the blood of Christ, but it yet needed a work to be done by reading the Word of God, applying the Word of God. I wasn't there yet. I hadn't learned the Word of God. I didn't know a lot of things in the Word of God, but they came and they clothed me with love, and they clothed me with concern. All just a little atom. A little mustard, a little ketchup, a hot dog in a hayfield. Have you carried anybody a hot dog lately? It may not always look like a hot dog. You may call it something else. But have we delivered something lately to somebody that might be struggling? I don't remember whether I was struggling or not, but I do know babies need lots of attention. And I was a baby that needed lots of attention. And I'll never, never forget it. It seemed like I can just about see it now as they hand it to me. And oh, after several loads to the barn, that hot dog and cold drink or whatever they brought me to go with it sure was a welcome sight. A lot of us have got several loads to take to the barn before the evening sun comes down. Before we enter into the sanctuary of eternity to worship God forevermore, some have left less loads to carry to the barn than others. But while we're laboring in the field, it's good to have somebody to bring us a hot dog. Hallelujah. He said, I was sick and ye visited me. Oh, that crowd over there is sick. That bunch of heathens over yonder are sick. It may be Jesus hiding out among them to see if we're going to go see them. Hallelujah. I said it might be Jesus hiding out just to see if we're going to go see Him. I'm really contemplating this. I don't know if I'll ever do it. I know it won't pass my wife's approval. But I'm thinking about getting me some scrubby old clothes, a hat, maybe a false beard, because I wouldn't want to go through the ordeal of growing it, because I don't want to wear one. I just don't want it. But just as scrubby and outlawish as I possibly can be, and visit some churches, and come in there as stinking as I possibly can. I guess I'd take work in the yard a few days in those clothes and just leave them as are and put them on and see if anybody will visit the sick man on the back pew. See if anybody will take him a hot dog while he's back there in his hay field. I don't know about you, but I feel like that's the condition I was in before the Lord saved me. I wasn't on the society list. I wasn't brought up on a church pew. I wasn't versed and trained in the Scriptures. I was just a rotten young man on my way to hell. But when Jesus spotted me, some of His people spotted me and said, we ain't going to let him off so easy. I know he's going to be at church tonight, but we want to encourage him. the for sure to be at church tonight. They knew how you can get to hauling that hay and the time goes by before you know it. No doubt that was a gesture not just to show me they love me, but to remind me, we're at the church tonight. But I thought about that. To check folks out, like the feller in the book, you've read the book, In His Steps. How many's read that? I don't read too many books like that. I just can't get past the introduction. The introductions are usually too long. But that's one book, when I got it, I could not get through with it till I got through with it. And he pretty much done something to that effect, but he was showing off what he was depicting to be, if I remember right. Nobody wanted to visit that sick man. Nobody wanted to bother him, because we don't want to mess our good smell up from our bath and our perfume. I was pretty smelly out in that hayfield, but they brought me that hot dog. Jesus said that I was in prison and you came unto me. How often, and I preached about Joseph was in prison, I think for 90 years, but he kept holding on. You see, a prison is a place where you're at against your will. A place that you don't want to be. I had a job one time that I felt like was a prison. I mean, I loved the job, but it got to occupying so much time. So much time. 14, 16 hours a day. Get home, still on the phone. Still answering voicemails. Still answering complaints and everything else. I felt like I was incarcerated with that job. And Joseph was incarcerated with hatred from his brothers. Incarcerated in a pit. Incarcerated in real life by being sold, incarcerated as a slave, in a land that he did not want to be in. All of that was like a prison to him. In fact, he said, when you take my bone, when God rescues you, don't leave my bones here. I'm ready for the great escape. And therefore, when in spiritually terms, when Jesus said, I was in prison and you came unto me. You found me in a condition that I did not want to be. You found me in a place that I'd rather not to be, but you came to me as I was in the person of somebody and you showed me that you cared. The bottom line, Brother Mark, is that Jesus said to these folks that was put on his right side as the sheep, the bottom line is you showed forth the love of God when you didn't realize who you was really showing it to. When you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. I'd like to ask you tonight to consider asking the Lord to put a hot dog in your hand to take to somebody in the next few days and see what kind of an effect it will have in their life 30-something years later. Hallelujah. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor, of love which ye have showed toward His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. The wise man said, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he giveth will he pay him again. You'll not lose by giving to those that are hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, or in prison. Jesus said, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you,
he shall not lose his reward. I don't want to ignore the opportunity to give of myself. As I said, the preacher and the evangelist could have enjoyed sitting in the lounge chair out in the yard watching the young people run, rip, eat their hot dogs, and have a good time. But they said, wait, there's one that's not here with us. Let's go love him. They don't know tonight that I'm still talking about it. I think one of them's gone on. But the other one, I need to call him and remind him. Years gone by, I went to that pastor's church where he's pastoring and sat down on the pew. My wife was with me, hadn't seen him for years. He said, I don't know who this man is back there, but I feel like he needs to testify. And I said something to the effect, I said, well, being I'm one of your converts, I love the Lord this morning. And then he spied who I was. But I need to call him and remind him. Do you remember that hot dog you and Brother Hemby brought to the hayfield? I still appreciate that. Somebody may have brought you one in some form or another. Why don't you call them and tell them you appreciate it? When you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Let's find a place to pray tonight. Praise the Lord.